Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today, we're talking about aromatherapy.
Aromatherapy.
Because, I don't know. Just because.
Because it's smelly. I don't know.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
No, because something about fragrance and air fresheners, and now I can't remember where that conversation came up. But yeah, that.
Okay.
Something about that. So anyways, aromatherapy, which is also referred to as essential oil therapy, which is interesting to me because I didn't know it was mostly essential oils.
Oh.
Evidently.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. I just never really thought about the connection.
Essential oils just always seemed like this is the most modern version, but this has been around for years and wasn't always essential oils in my head.
Maybe.
But again, I don't know the history of aromatherapy because this was kind of a random topic for me. So anyways, aromatherapy can be defined as the art and science of utilizing naturally extracted aromatic essences from plants to balance, harmonize, and promote the health of body, mind, and spirit. And it seeks to unify physiological, psychological, and spiritual processes to enhance an individual's innate healing process. That was a lot of big words.
That was a lot. You read it very well.
Thank you. So yeah, aromatherapy and the... I don't know what that was.
I love that you read all those words and you got to therapy and you're like,
I read well, I just don't speak as well. I'm a reader. That's what I do. The word I won't try and say just this moment is essentially... smell good to make you feel better? Sure.
Yeah, I think that's a decent, you know, simplification.
Yes. Yes, definitely simplified. So the inhaled aroma pot. Oh my goodness. Now I can't speak or read. This is all your fault.
It's my fault?
Somehow.
Were you okay earlier? Before I came in?
Sure. Totally. Yeah. Absolutely. Anyways, the inhaled aroma from these essential oils is widely believed to stimulate brain function. And aromatherapy, a bit like the last episode with the MBTI, is one of those sciences like, but sort of things. But the aromatherapy originally was from a French perfumer and chemist, René Maurice Gattefosse.
Okay.
My terrible French there. See, in America, I want to say it as like Gattefosse, but it's most definitely French, so probably not, who coined the term in 1937 with his publication of a book by that same name. His book, whatever's name, Aromatherapy, contains early clinical findings for utilizing essential oils for a range of physiological ailments. Hmm. But I feel like, again, this is beyond essential oils because isn't it like the burning of sage is also aromatherapy?
But is it aromatherapy or is it something, is aromatherapy specific to essential oils and it's just kind of an offshoot of something that it goes further back?
Evidently.
I don't know.
The non-scientific definition seems to refer solely to essential oils. So there you go.
Hmm.
Yes. But yeah, so aromatherapy, long before a French person whose name I won't try to pronounce in 1937.
René Maurice.
The other name. You refer to authors by their last name.
I know.
essential oil used for therapeutic, spiritual, hygienic, and ritualistic purposes goes back to a number of ancient civilizations, including Chinese, Indians, Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans, who used them in cosmetics, perfumes, and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Those first two sound great, and then and drugs. I'm sure that was more medicinal as opposed to, like, let me drug my enemy, but I'm sure it also worked for that, too.
Let me drug my enemy. Wow. I didn't go there. I went from medicinal to let's get high, but you went immediately to, you know, poisoning your enemies.
Well, because when it's... So the first thing there was Chinese, and I was thinking of that scene from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, where she puts the thing in the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to, like, help the girl heal, but it's actually drugging her. And so when the good guy comes in, he kicks it into the water because he recognizes that it's drugging her.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, drugging of the enemies.
Okay.
That's all we did in ancient times. Sure.
Totally.
That's my
history. Tried to survive and drugged our enemies.
So, yes. So essential oils has been used for centuries. It, you know, back in the day when it was much harder to distill essential oils, they were considered almost, you know, equal to their weight in gold,
mm-hmm.
essentially. A French surgeon, who's French, I'm also going to butcher, Jean Valnet.
That's how I'd say it.
That's closer. Pioneered the medicinal uses of essential oils as antiseptics in the treatment of wounded soldiers during World War II.
Mm.
So it's not just they smell good. They are all actually believed to, you know, have various different benefits. And we'll get into some of those aromatherapy-wise later, but it's not just the, oh, let's burn them, and that's the whole purpose of essential oils. It's beyond that.
It's beyond just that. Okay.
Beyond just the burning. Because again, back to drugs, I don't know.
I don't.
This is all Sarah's fault that I'm this kooky. I'm just going to blame Sarah. That's what she's here for.
Yep. That's what I'm here for.
So anyways, so I think I've mentioned on... if not this podcast, another podcast, that in college I was a environmental major, and in one of my classes I had to do a report about some chemical, and I chose phthalates, which are used in a number of fragrances,
mm-hmm.
but are also believed to be potentially cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
So for a long time I was very much on the, you're not allowed to have anything smelly in the house. And by smelly, I mean like smell good smelly. We can't help it if, like, fish smells. But my family didn't like that because they wanted to combat the fish smells with, you know, Febreze or Febreze, as my mother says.
For some reason.
I'm like, it's Febreze. It's like, yeah, I know. I was like, you've seen the commercials. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, what? Okay. Anyways. But, yeah. Or my sister has a, those wax melt things.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to essential oils, but then you can sort of reuse them. And I was very much like, no, can't have. Can't have. So the aromatherapy, because it uses quote unquote natural essential oils, is in the sort of maybe camp for me.
Okay.
There's that long drawn out of the maybe.
You're right.
That's the actual name of it.
I just think, well, this is slightly off topic because it's not, you know, I mean, it's just smelly stuff. I tend to go for unscented for a variety of reasons,
right,
in terms of, you know, allergies, but also because aside from Febreze or whatever air freshener you're using, or, you know, women's products, by the time you take a shower, wash your hair, put on lotion, do a million other things, you could smell like 52 different things.
Yeah.
So I usually just go for unscented for that reason. It's less complicated, but also allergies.
Or you could just go for a theme of everything should be vanilla scented or
yes,
whatever. So all my products have vanilla in them, and then you come out smelling like a vanilla candle.
Yeah, or, you know, a cookie, and then...
Right, because that's completely natural.
Yeah.
Everyone. Human beings should totally smell like cookies.
That would be better than, you know, body odor.
Would it?
Sometimes.
It depends.
It really depends.
We're a little off topic.
Off topic.
As is usual for us. Just par for the course there. So, yeah. So, aromatherapy for the... I was going to say benefits. For the whatever we're doing this episode, as we're speaking of it for this sole episode, we'll be referring mostly to essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
Although, again, my thought process before looking all this up was you could do other things like candles. I know a lot of people use scented candles and they call that aromatherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you'll find a lot of bath products that will have the name on it because they smell a certain way.
Right. So, I would assume it's just sort of it started out as essential oils as aromatherapy, and then people, you know, as things happen, people are like, well, I like this smell and it makes me feel calm or relaxed. And so then it sort of evolved into that's aromatherapy as well.
Right.
Or let's market it as aromatherapy.
And the thing of, you know, Sarah is allergic to lavender, but you can find lavender in so many things.
Yeah.
For sleep, for helping you sleep.
Yep.
So poor Sarah. She
doesn't help Sarah sleep.
Kind of opposite effect there. But in the, it doesn't just have to be lavender essential oil, but you'll find like lavender water sprays and lavender lotions and a gazillion lavender products.
Yes.
You must really have a hard time with that.
Sometimes. Depends on where I am. I try not to wash my hands anywhere until I've smelled the soap first.
Okay. On that interesting sentence, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. So stay tuned.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, where today we are talking about aromatherapy. But as with a number of things, particularly recently, but just last episode and this episode, I'll go with that. So in the past two episodes, the medical and or just plain science behind the things is not there. Okay. And not... is either not there or is negative. But we want to present the listeners with the full info so mm-hmm. they can make an informed choice, as best informed as they can get listening to us. So there is no real good medical evidence that aromatherapy can either prevent or cure diseases. A lot of the sort of results you'll hear about aromatherapy tend to be anecdotal
mm-hmm.
and not so much disease as more so feelings. Makes you feel more energetic, makes you mm-hmm. helps you go to sleep, whatever, as opposed to like, oh, hey, I had inter disease here and now I'm cured because I smelled.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
There is some evidence that aromatherapy can be more effective than placebos in combating post-operative nausea and vomiting, but it's also less effective than standard antiemetic drugs. Hmm. And again, that's more of a feeling as opposed to a disease sort of thing.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, a little more actually physical in terms of nausea.
I mean, but, yeah, but still, like in the same way of if you feel sick, like if I feel nauseous, I'll often try and find something mint
yes.
to drink or yes. eat. That sort of way. I've never tried to smell mint.
I was just thinking that exact same thought process. Peppermint tea will usually settle my stomach, but I've never tried just smell. I don't think it would have the same effect of just smelling peppermint.
Well, I
peppermint.
Now want to try that, except I don't want to feel nauseous.
Well, so. Exactly. I don't want to be. I don't want to wait until I'm nauseous to try smelling peppermint right? to see if it works.
I don't ever really want to be in that situation enough to figure out what works for me. So
hey listeners, have you ever smelled peppermint to combat yes. nausea? Let us know. Neither of us are willing to try it or to wait. Right. I mean, maybe at some point if I'm nauseous, I'll first smell the tea, but then I'm drinking it.
Like if I'm nauseous, that's probably not on anywhere near the top 20 of my head of, oh wait, I need to take this down and see if this works
right.
for the Health and Wellness Podcast. It'd be like more like make it stop.
It's more like where are the saltines and do I have peppermint tea?
And how quickly can I get to the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. So anyway.
TMI.
Well, yeah.
No, I totally understand.
Or is there like, you know, a trash can near me?
Exactly.
Yeah. I hate that I ever have to think about that. So anyways, there isn't also a lot of scientific studies that have been done to really draw conclusions mm-hmm. too much for aromatherapy, save for, again, the whole placebo nausea one. So this is more of a case of the science just isn't there, then the science says, no, it isn't. Science is not being mean. Science is just off doing other things because now I'm personifying science in my head.
Wow. The anthropomorphism of science.
Science should be. I'm sure it's probably amused, but anyways. So actually, in 2015, the Australian government's Department of Health published the results of a review of alternative therapies that sought to determine if any were suitable for being covered by health insurance. I'm sure our government's done something similar, because I know a lot of health insurances will cover like mental health, but then they're iffy on things like acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
because some will and some won't, depending on what their studies say.
Right.
So the Australian government's research found that aromatherapy, along with 16 other alternative therapies, had no clear evidence of effectiveness.
Hmm.
So no clear evidence enough to be like, insurance has to cover this.
Okay.
But,
so,
you know, insurance is.
Australian government says no.
Well, Australian. it's probably a bit more along the lines of lobbyists to the Australian government right. for the health insurance industry say no.
No. We say no.
Yes. But there's also some precautions I think you want to take if you decide to try aromatherapy. Because essential oils, you know, they're those ones. And I'm always amazed at this, given what I've heard of them, because they're always the ones in, like, health stores where they have the little tester bottles
mm-hmm.
where you can smell them.
Mm-hmm.
But essential oils can actually be somewhat irritating.
Yes.
That you almost always have to dilute them.
Well, I would assume that they would be, because there's a lot of, I mean, essential oils are so concentrated. And so I'm not really surprised that they could be irritating or yeah.
See, I'm just really surprised at the way they're sold, because it doesn't quite say that anywhere there, and so I'm assuming that right. I can immediately like take this bottle and dab some on or something, and no, you probably should not do that, because essential oils can irritate the skin when in undiluted form, and therefore are normally diluted with carrier oils like jojoba, olive, or coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Although I wonder now how that works with coconut oil, because coconut oil is solid at room temperature. How do you dilute with a solid?
I'm trying to come up with something that sounds intelligent.
I can do it with the jojoba and olive
right.
that I've got, but right. I'm like, do you melt it down and put it in and then let it solidify? But
then it's not really an oil. I mean, it is an oil, but it's not.
Are they mixed once they've been melted and stirred together? Because I tried to do that once with coconut oil and something else, and I melted it all down and I stirred them together, and then I poured it into the jar and they separated out again because I didn't use an emulsifier. So
maybe listeners, if
you've ever diluted things with coconut oil, please let us know how that works, because the personification of science has left the room and can't explain it to me.
He said no. I'm late. I don't know why science is a he in this case either.
Right, it's a muse. It has to be female, because it is, I don't know why I think it's a muse either, but anyways. So many essential oils have chemical components that are sensitizers, meaning, you know, they can irritate skin, mm-hmm. particularly if you have sensitive skin.
Yes.
But a lot of them also, because I believe this is, again, one of those things that the FDA doesn't really regulate, so you can't be too assured of the purity of essential oils that you find in stores,
mm-hmm.
because a number of them will have sort of chemical components added into them to either sort of stretch them as like fillers or to help provide certain things that they're known for, but that aren't in enough quantity, I guess you would say,
right.
in that okay. batch of oil. So if it's like, oh, it's really known for such and I'm going to pick proteins. I don't know why. If Ylang Ylang is really known for such and such a protein, but hey, the batch we got from our supplier is not that great. Let's add in that protein to meet whatever, so we can say, hey, ours always has 40% protein. I
right.
completely made up that example. But things like
do
that.
Do not write that down in your paper that
no
you're
idea
writing.
Ylang Ylang has Ylang Ylang. I'm not even sure if that's how you pronounce it.
I think it is.
I had to pick the one that I don't actually know how to pronounce, as opposed
that's
to like
the way I've heard it pronounced.
Eucalyptus.
That doesn't mean it's right.
Right. Yeah. So some essential oils, strangely, also are sometimes taken, like ingested, which I never understood either. But a number of them can be toxic. So some oils are toxic to domestic animals, particularly cats. So if you're using one and you actually put it on your skin, don't then let your cat lick you.
Mm-hmm.
But some are also toxic to humans, like eucalyptus oil, which can be extremely toxic if you take it internally.
Oh, dear.
Which is strange because I'm pretty sure I remember hearing about eucalyptus tea or something being like medicinal.
But it's probably a different concentration different parts, yeah. than, you know, the concentration of an oil, of an essential oil.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. But also, of course, like almost anything, essential oils may not be safe for pregnant women or women who are breastfeeding. And I've never been pregnant or had a child, but I hear that and I'm like, what can you actually do when you're pregnant? Because it seems like everything is particularly hazardous to you. And I know we're just being really safe there, but what can you actually do when you're pregnant?
Well, you can have a glass of wine now.
Really?
Yeah. Here and there, I'm not saying a glass of wine like every day, but I believe you can have a glass of wine somewhere in there.
Probably in like the first, well, actually, I don't want to say that because I don't know anything about child development.
We're not advocating drinking while you're pregnant. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, I'm now thinking of that scene from Hairspray to just show like how not today the 60s are, where the kids are riding without any of them wearing seatbelts, and you see the two pregnant women like at the bar with a martini and cigarettes.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, that was perfectly fine.
Yep.
No. So, yeah, we don't have kids. So we really don't know what we're talking about, but that is a warning that they like to give, as I think, again, it feels like 95% of things have warnings for women who are pregnant, or I was about to say we're trying to become pregnant from those commercials, who are pregnant or lactating. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. So if, after listening to both the potential goods and potential bads, you have decided you do still really want to try aromatherapy and are not, like Sarah, allergic to things, the modes of application of aromatherapy, there are a few of them. So you can do aerial diffusion, which I assume just means spraying in the air. I can't think of any other thing that would mean. That's exactly what aerial diffusion sounds like to me, which, again, my mother would like some Febreze. I love her. She's very interesting. There's also direct inhalation for respiratory disinfection, decongestant, expectoration, as well as psychological effects. There is Sarah's drug getting high. And then there are also topical applications for general massage, baths, compressives,
which you want to be careful with because they can be very dangerous to your skin. I mean, I'm just thinking of like cinnamon.
Oh, why would you put cinnamon on your skin?
Well, if you think it smells good, and you know, so I'm just thinking, you know, if you don't realize, like, have you ever done something where you've had something on your fingers and then you've rubbed your eye, or you've gone to the bathroom, or you know, something there. Mm-hmm. There's just
okay. Now I get you.
Please be careful in using oils of any kind and then rubbing your eyes or other sensitive areas.
Yes. Yeah, so undiluted essential oils that are considered suitable for aromatherapy, and there are like actual professional aroma therapists. Mm-hmm. I think there's an actual another word for that, but I'm going to go with aromatherapists. Those are considered therapeutic grade, but again, this isn't regulated. So what's therapeutic grade to one company might be like, that's too hard. We're only going to do half of that to another company, etc. But the most usual use, I think, for aromatherapy is for stress relief, or it, especially for the people who are like actually inhaling essential oils, is either for decongestant or for like energy. Mm-hmm. Although I do remember my aunt sent me an article a few years ago where there was a thing where you could inhale the smell of chocolate.
Ooh.
And that was supposed to like give you your chocolate fix, and then you wouldn't need to eat it because you inhaled it or something. And I'm just like, I don't know that you should be huffing chocolate, because they got on this for huffing the scented markers that are actually scented. So what else am I supposed to be doing? But yeah.
My brain just rejected that out of hand. No, thank you. I'd rather eat the chocolate. You know, yesterday I was at the doctor with mm-hmm. my husband, and we were in the waiting room. So I was flipping through whatever they had there as I was reading. And reading while I was waiting. And there was this little blurb in, I don't even remember what it was, that said, smelling your lover's shirt can relieve stress.
Okay.
So, you know, kind of back to the aromatherapy thing. But I like leaned over and smelled my husband's shirt.
He probably looked at you like, yeah, what are you doing?
His response was, what, do I smell? I'm like, no, I'm trying to relieve stress.
I mean, I get that, because you always see in like movies when the person's died, they smell the shirt. Right, all
or they're gone. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, well, now I'm thinking of that thing where they were trying to bottle pheromones or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, nah, don't. I can just see that going totally and completely badly. So please don't.
Yes.
But anyways, so for people who want to do aromatherapy for stress relief, some of the best essential oils are lemon oil, Sarah's Bete Noir Lavender, Bergamot.
Allergic to that, too.
Oh. Peppermint. Vetiver. And Ylang Ylang.
Okay.
That, again, I'm sure I mispronounced, like, three of those.
I can do lemon oil and peppermint. I know that for sure.
So you can do all the ones that actually sound like food.
Yes.
Okay.
And not plant-based.
So what we're really learning is Sarah really prefers the food version of everything.
Yes.
I want to eat the chocolate, and I want all the essential oils that are actual food.
It's true in terms of anything scented. If it's flower scented, makes me sneeze. If it smells like a cookie, I'm fine.
But anyway, aromatherapy is also used to try and alleviate depression. Hmm. So best essential oils for that are, again, peppermint, chamomile, lavender, and jasmine.
Interesting.
So you'd be only peppermint and chamomile?
Yes, probably.
Aww.
That would be safe to say, I would think.
I'm now thinking of like mint chamomile tea, mm-hmm. which actually doesn't sound too terrible. I'm not a big fan of chamomile tea.
I'm not either.
It might be pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I mint and green.
Yeah, I always think I'm going to like chamomile tea. It's because it just sounds soothing, and then I make myself a cup, and I'm like, oh, right, I don't like chamomile.
It's like, I want to put in a bunch of sugar,
exactly.
And I'm sure that's kind of canceling out the benefit of tea. So,
yeah.
Interestingly, aromatherapy has sometimes been used as an alternative or supplemental treatment for dementia and Alzheimer's.
Interesting.
Which, again, the science is not quite there to back that up, but, you know, it's, oh, it worked for so-and-so, so mm-hmm. let me give it a try. And for that, sage oil is often recommended because it supposedly helps boost memory.
Interesting.
Essential oils that are known to increase circulation, raise energy levels, and stimulate the body and mind. These are things like black pepper, cardamom, cinnamon, though, again, don't go rubbing that on your body.
Yep.
Clove, angelica, jasmine, tea tree, rosemary, and sage.
Black pepper, I'm interested in that one. I never thought of a black pepper aromatherapy session.
Well, the first three, I'm like, so now I kind of want to go like smell chive tea.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't actually like chai tea, so I'd only be smelling it again.
I was just going to say, that seems, yeah, counterintuitive.
I tried it once, and I was like, okay, so no.
Oh, just once. You may have to try a different kind, because, you know, all chai tea is not created equal.
Anything that has black pepper in it, I'm sure I'm just like, no.
No.
So anyways, moving on. Many essential oils are also thought to help increase the rate of healing, but not in the World War II way. that we mentioned earlier, just somehow for some odd reason, like, smell this and that works. And oils for that include lavender, calendula, rosehip. Rosehip I can actually buy because I've seen a lot lately on the benefits of rosehip for like aging skin and all that. So I can, and I think it's rosehip has a lot of vitamin A. And vitamin A is the form of, retinol is a form of vitamin A. So that whole, again, I was looking at skincare when I was doing this. It's not aromatherapy, but I can buy that one.
I'm just thinking lavender has a really good PR agent because, you know, lavender supposedly can do anything.
Everything. It is the miracle grow of aromatherapy oils.
It's amazing. Yeah.
You
have a hangnail? Lavender.
Well, yeah, what was that? Windex,
yes. My big fat Greek wedding, yeah.
I now want to put lavender in a spray bottle and just spray it at people randomly. But then if they're allergic like you, that would probably be really bad. So I won't do that.
Probably a good plan.
But aromatherapy, also along with stress relief, often used for anxiety, which again makes perfect sense. And some of the best oils for that are peppermint, eucalyptus, sandalwood, and rosemary. So it's very interesting that the same, you know, so many oils keep coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been at stores where it's like, there's like 30 of them. And I'm just like, how many are you? And where do you get all these things? And back to my whole who first thought of this sort of thing, of who first thought to, you know, cold press the whatever strange looking thing and then put it in a bath or whatever.
Right.
I want the etymology of
everything.
All ingredients that we don't actually eat. Because why? Where in your whole let me survive and not get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger was it also, oh, by the way, let me go and make that oil that I can't eat.
Well, I think that's probably beyond the let me survive portion when we have like different classes. So you've got time. You know, you're not the working class. You've got time to kind of be pampered and say, oh, let's figure out I like this. Do something with it.
My sense of history is all off. It's like there are things before books. Are you sure?
No.
I don't believe it.
No, that's dumb.
So, yeah. So that was really sort of all over for aromatherapy, but that's because it's us. I love that we both came to that conclusion at the same time. Anyway, so on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.